another reason why we're building less houses today is the collapse in social housing, which it's a combo because we now build a fraction of the social housing that we did in previous generations. We built less than 20,000 homes as a nation via housing associations last year, and two or three decades ago we were building regularly well over 100,000 homes per annum. So actually, if you look at the private completions, I mean, completions are made up of private and social via housing associations. If you look at the private completions over the years, notwithstanding the planning complaints, the private house builder has actually done very well. It has done, I personally believe, I'm obviously biased, has done very well to keep private production up, considering the planning application, planning challenges. But we could have done so much more. That's what I'm getting at.
I think
government felt before Barker that perhaps the industry was land banking, holding back production. That may have been a major cause, holding back production to push up prices and increase profits. But Barker poo-pooed that, rejected that, having looked at the confidential information from the industry. I really pointed the finger at the planning system as the main cause of undersupply after social housing having taken into account. But